Mr. Chair, Madam Secretary General, on behalf of the Philippines, I wish to congratulate you, Mr. Chair, on your election as president of this meeting, and of course, my brother from ASEAN, Mr. Nati Vichitsuratsa, as vice chair and rapporteur. Please be assured of the Philippines' complete support. My delegation associates itself with the statement delivered by their excellencies, the ambassadors of Barbados and of Pakistan, on behalf of the Group of 77 and of the Asia-Pacific Group, respectively. In our national capacity, we wish to add our voice to those who have expressed appreciation for the general direction of the Secretary General's vision for UNCTAD's work in 2022 and in 2023, which are in line with the transformations that we all agreed to pursue when we issued the Bridgetown Covenant last year. We reaffirm the great importance that we attach to the role of UNCTAD as the advocate of developing countries, as a voice of conscience on development affairs, and a key institution of global economic governance. We therefore support programs that enhance UNCTAD's credibility and effectiveness in all these contexts, as well as across all the three pillars of consensus building, research and analysis, and technical cooperation. In particular, we support the Secretary General's vision for UNCTAD as a main mobilizer of resources and measures towards sustainable recovery from the current crisis, and the renewed emphasis on the nexus between climate change and development. We also echo the calls of our colleagues from Mexico and Argentina today for injecting gender perspectives further in our development work. Mr. Chair, we welcome the new technical cooperation strategy and the recent efforts to improve coordination within UNCTAD divisions and with other UN institutions. We support the Secretary General's intention to pursue a separate fundraising strategy. In the context of technical cooperation, the fulfillment of the transformations envisaged by the Bridgetown Covenant rests not only upon predictable, stable, and sufficient funding for technical cooperation, but also on enhanced independence of the UNCTAD Secretariat as it implements a streamlined technical cooperation strategy that is responsive to the overall needs and demands of member states. We therefore take this opportunity to call on all member states to help achieve this through enhanced and earmarked funding in support of UNCTAD's technical cooperation. I thank you, Mr. Chair.